A coalition of patients, providers, and advocates rallied in Augusta today to publicly release a letter to the Trump administration opposing what they're calling a proposed gag rule on the Title X program. Title X distributes federal funds for reproductive health care services for low-income patients. The proposed change would restrict providers from referring patients to abortion services, and opponents say make other changes that would gut a program that serves 22,000 Maine patients. Patty White has more.
For decades, reproductive health providers in Maine have received Title X funds to provide services to low-income patients, such as family planning, treatment for sexually transmitted infections, and breast and cervical cancer screenings. Title X funds are not allowed to be used for abortions, but under current rules, providers are required to include abortion when discussing a pregnant woman's range of options. The proposed rule would eliminate that requirement and instead prohibit providers from discussing abortion.
This is a political assault on the medical needs of women that will make it harder for everyday Mainers to access health care.
George Hill is president of Maine Family Planning, which distributes the $2 million the state receives every year from Title X to dozens of clinics. The proposed rule on abortion referrals does allow for an exception. If a pregnant woman clearly states she wants an abortion, a doctor may make a referral. But nurse practitioner Stephanie Small of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England says it must include a mix of providers.
Some of whom provide abortion and some of whom don't. And I couldn't tell her which ones were which. Imagine being told you have cancer and receiving a list of providers, not all of whom actually provide treatment for cancer.
The proposed rule would also require clinics to separate abortion services from Title X services, both financially and physically. In effect, opponents say that's a ban on funding for organizations that offer abortions in addition to other health care.
If the gag rule is implemented as written, it could cause Maine clinics to shut down.
Sherry Huber helped create Maine Family Planning nearly 50 years ago. She says the proposed rule's changes extend to other healthcare services, eliminating, for example, the requirement that clinics offer a full range of contraceptive methods. Huber says that's a step backwards from decades of progress on teen pregnancy rates, which are at historic lows nationwide.
Maine once had one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country. We now have the sixth lowest in the nation.
Jody Bolduc of Livermore credits Maine Family Planning with helping her avoid teen pregnancy. She says she was raised in a rural town by a family of limited means, and it was a Maine Family Planning clinic that provided her birth control and confidential health care.
Had I not had access to Maine Family Planning, it is incredibly unlikely that I would stand before you today a healthy, competent, successful business owner in my 30s. The resources provided by Maine Family Planning allow me the freedom to start a family at the time of my own choosing, and provided me with the education and tools to remain healthy.
The health of 22,000 Mainers is threatened by the proposed changes to Title X, according to nearly two dozen Maine health and advocacy organizations. They've sent a letter to the Trump administration as part of the public comment period, which ends on July 31st. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.